Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a deaf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Sukkah 31. Gomer talks about how the lulav, the hadassim, arose and the esrog, everything should really be beautiful. It should be mehudar. It should be beautiful. We talk about mahajim and a mahajim when it comes to Hanukkah, but really all aspects of mitzvahs, we've talked about this before, really should always be mahajim and a mahajim. One shita seems to say that it doesn't have to be beautiful, but a Mishnah points out we can't bind the lulav bundle except with its own kind. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason? Because they should possess beauty, the Gemara thinks to say, that it should be bound such a way. It goes on to explain otherwise, but the halamina, the original intent, is that maybe it should be something of its own kind because it's beautiful. The idea being that we should make sure to do things with its own kind and make sure to be involved as much as we can with learning of our own kind. Too often, we run to read about secular math and secular science, and we too often neglect the Torah. Too often, we neglect people of our own kind. Too often, we run to support causes that are not even Jewish in nature. We run to support people that are not even Jewish and people that are not even involved with us. We need to take care of our own kind. We need to latch onto our own kind. If you work in a non-Jewish environment, try to seek out, try to find the people that are Jewish, even if they're not religious. I work for the DOE, the Department of Education, for the City of New York, in the public schools as an OT, occupational therapist. If I ever see or find about someone Jewish, I like to try to connect to them, try to talk to them. I actually have a Jewish coworker at work, so it's also nice to have that. But don't run to the non-Jewish workers. We're supposed to take care of our own kind first. You're supposed to take care of your own family, your own town, before you take care of your city, before you take care of your state, before you take care of the rest of the world. So, too, when it comes to life, just like the Gemara talks about the lulav should be bound with its own kind, maybe, according to one explanation, so, too, in general, we should be bound with our own kind, with our own people, with our own things, and run to our own sfarim and our own books. Don't run to those seculars. Don't run to things outside the Torah. Everything can be found in the Torah. And if you love a novel, like I love reading, I switched over years ago with my wife to switch over to really good Jewish novels. You know, you love mystery, you love suspense, you love thriller. There are such books in Judaism. Don't run to our non-kind. Stay within our kind. Look into Feldheim, look into Art School, look into Tzufta, look into Menucha publishers. There are so many out there, so easy to find. Just as the Gemara talks about our own kind, so too in our life, stay within our own kind as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 32 here on the TTD.